And in football, the two British sides need wins in the Champions League tonight for very different reasons. Manchester City are yet to record a victory in this season's competition. They take on Ajax in Holland. Meanwhile, Arsenal will maintain their 100% record in their group by winning at home to Schalke. That's the latest. I'm Chris Giles.
This is Phoenix FM.
The movie. Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go fly.
Guidance go. Surgeon.
Go fly.
Ecom.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
Well, good evening and welcome to a very special edition of Stage and Screen Show. I'm Dan Kajavsky and this is Phoenix FM.
We better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Who are you?
My name is Bond.
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 James Bond.
Bond, what do you think you're doing?
Keeping the British end up, sir.
Just a drink.
Martin. Shake it. It's not stirred.
Told me you were assassinated in Hong Kong.
Yes, this is my second one.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
You're cleverer than you look.
Still better than looking cleverer than you are.
Welcome. Please fasten seatbelt and obey all instructions for a safe trip.
Thought you'd pay more attention to a female voice.
We'll be right back.
refuse.
Scare the living daylights out of her.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Diamonds are forever. They won't feed in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me.
From Russia with love, I fly to.
Mr. Bond is indeed a very rare breed.
Domination. Same old dream.
If you do need time.
Why should I need more time?
Job's done.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the sounds of Ace Skills and Crafty Cuts.
Nobody does it better.
That was indeed the 50 years of James Bond mini mix compilation by Ace Skills and Crafty Cuts, opening this 007 special of the Stage and Screen Show in advance of the UK release of Skyfall this Friday.
3 months ago, you lost the drive containing the identity of every agent embedded in terrorist organisations across the globe.
I made a judgment call.
Take them shot!
Seven reporting for duty.
Where the hell have you been?
I only have one question. Why not stay dead? There's no shame in saying you've lost a step.
I'm your new quartermaster.
You must be joking.
Also PPKS 9mm short. It's been coded to your palm print, so only you can fire it. Less of a random killing machine, more of a personal statement.
I want to meet your employer.
Be careful what you wish for. Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
How much do you know about fear?
All there is.
Not like this. Not like him.
Just look at you. Chasing spies. England. MI6. She sent you after me knowing you're not ready, knowing you would likely die. Mommy was very bad. The two survivors. This is what she made us.
Everybody needs a hobby.
So what's yours?
Resurrection.
Skyfall is released across the country this Friday.
Bond. James Bond.
Yeah. Well, the release of Skyfall coincides with the 50th anniversary of the James Bond movie franchise, and what a series of films. Whether you're a Bond fanatic or you just like the girls, the gadgets or the guns, most people out there will admit to having seen at least one Bond film, and there have been 22 chances to do so, 23 from this Friday. Some people will argue that Sean Connery is the only Bond worth watching, while others won't tolerate anybody other than Roger Moore or Pierce Brosnan or Daniel Craig. And then there are those who know all the geeky facts. Sean Connery wore a toupee, for example. The Spy Who Loved Me was the last movie that Elvis Presley ever watched before he died. Or that Jaws actually only ever had one line of dialogue. He says, well, here's to us, to his blonde girlfriend near the end of Moonraker. But however much you know and love the Bond films, one thing stands up all on their own, and that is the Bond movie themes. Now, there are some would say that it's all about the music. Here's Derek Watkins and new Bond composer Thomas Newman.
My name is Derek Watkins. I'm a trumpet player, and I've had the good fortune of performing on every one of the Bond films so far. Very first one was Dr. No when I was 17, way back in 1962.
That's a great thing to have him in the orchestra. When we get to these Bond licks, these classic Bond licks, we really wanted the input of Derek just to help us know that we were doing it in the right kind of way.
The music is an iconic part of a Bond film, from playing the actual theme to the mood, just that little scene that goes on, boom, 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 boom. There's intrigue there straight away.
It just makes you want to move. It's just, there's something about that tune that is just classic and iconic, and you have to honor that, right? I mean, there's just something about it that's plugs right in. Sometimes there are moments you kind of look out and you see people moving bows across strings and playing this Bond theme, and here I am conducting, and you really do think about that, this whole legacy of Bond that, you know, I've been lucky enough to be a part of.
So, to mock the release of Skyfall on Friday, here comes a countdown of the top 10 greatest Bond themes of all time. How do you work that one out, I hear you ask? Well, that's a good question. There are numerous Bond top 10s out there, in fact, and in the interest of accuracy, we've turned to three sources and merged the three. The weekly Billboard Hot 100, Rolling Stone magazine, and PRS, the Performing Rights Society, which charts based on the number of plays of a song on television, radio, and the internet. So, without any further introduction, here is the stage and screen show's Bond theme top 10, starting, of course, with number 10.
If you take life, do you know what you give? I'll die, you won't like what it is. When the storm arrives, would you be seen with me by the merciless eyes I've deceived? I've seen angels fall from eyes I've deceived. I've seen angels fall from blinding heights, but you yourself are nothing so divine. Just next in line. Yeah. through my veins. You know my name. If you come inside, things will not be the same. When you return tonight, and if you think you've won, you never saw me change. The game that we have been playing, I've seen diamonds cut through hearts.
So good that we gave you the beginning twice there. That was at number 10, You Know My Name, from the 2006 movie Casino Royale, composed by David Arnold and Chris Cornell. The main notes of that song are played throughout the film as a substitute for the famous James Bond theme to represent Bond's youth and inexperience, apparently. The classic theme only plays for the first time during the end credits. Casino Royale was the 21st Bond movie and Daniel Craig's first outing as the fictional MI6 agent.
Phoenix FM.
And here is number 9.
For your eyes only.
Eyes Only from the 1981 film of the same name, written by Bill Conti and Michael Leeson and performed by Sheena Easton, who holds the distinction of being the first title song artist to appear on screen in a Bond film, as designer Maurice Binder liked Houston's appearance and decided to add her to the opening credits. The film for Your Eyes Only is the 12th in the Spy saga and the 5th to star Roger Moore.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And that takes us on to number 8 in the stage and screen shows countdown of the top 10 Bond themes.
Thank you.
Another Way to Die, the opening song from the 2008 film Quantum of Solace, written and performed by Jack White of the White Stripes and Alicia Keys, the first Bond-themed duet. I have to say, despite being a huge fan of Casino Royale, I was somewhat disappointed with Daniel Craig's second outing as Bond in the last movie, but still have very high hopes for the next one.
Phoenix FM.
Moving on to number 7. Nancy Sinatra was fresh from her breakthrough hit These Boots Are Made for Walking when the producers of You Only Live Twice recruited her to sing the title song for the film in 1967, written by John Barry and Leslie Bricus. The finished song is interestingly actually a combination of 25 different takes. The haunting tune has had a long afterlife, being covered by everybody from Coldplay to Bjork. You Only Live Twice stars Sean Connery and is the fifth Bond film, but the first to discard most of Ian Fleming's original plot, using only a few characters and locations from the book as background for an entirely new story.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
We're counting down the top 10 Bond themes of all time here on Phoenix FM, according to the weekly Billboard Hot 100, Rolling Stone magazine, and the Performing Rights Society. And at number 6, it's this.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Stroke it and undress it. I can see every part. Nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love. diamonds linger. Men are mere mortals who are not worth going to your grave for. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie to me, for when love
if I even need to tell you, Diamonds Are Forever from the 1971 movie, the seventh in the Bond series, performed by, of course, Shirley Bassey. Producer Harry Saltzman reportedly hated the song, and only the insistence of co-producer Cubby Broccoli actually kept it in the film. Diamonds Are Forever was Bassey's second attempt at a Bond theme, the first of which might be coming up a little bit later.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And as we're halfway through the countdown, we're going to take a short break in the chart for this week's Screen News Update, written as always by our film correspondent, movie journalist Vicky Bufton. But this week we'll be doing it to the backing of Moby's reworked James Bond theme.
Bond. James Bond.
The BFI London Film Festival Awards have honoured the best of this year's festival crop, and Rust and Bone, starring Marion Cotillard, took the top prize for Best Film. It is the second win for the film's director, Jacques Audiard, who won it in 2009 for A Prophet. Tim Burton and Helena Bonham Carter were awarded BFI Fellowships, the highest accolade bestowed by the BFI. The trailer for Iron Man 3 has hit the internet, causing quite a stir. Fans hoping it will be a return to the standard of the first flick were treated to a promising trailer which sees Tony Stark seemingly struggling with his status as a hero and sleeping badly, not to mention Ben Kingsley looking menacing as Mandarin, who tells us he's not a terrorist, he's a teacher. Expect more in the coming months. Iron Man 3 opens April the 26th, 2013. Andy Serkis, better known as Gollum from Lord of the Rings, has announced he's to direct an adaptation of George Orwell's Animal Farm. Serkis has just completed work as second unit director on the Hobbit films, so he's certainly had the practice. His version will be more focused on the fable of the tale and won't be heavy-handed with the politics. This is definitely a project worth keeping an eye on. And movies out this week, again, as if I even need to tell you, Skyfall. Bond is back, and this time he's got Sam Mendes on his side. Set mostly in London, Bond returns home for what's sure to be another thrilling adventure. Room 237. If you've ever spent an evening in the pub discussing the meaning behind a film, go and see this. An obsessively in-depth look into the meaning behind Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. And Stitches. Comedian Ross Noble stars as a vengeful clown brought back from the dead. Not for the squeamish, by all accounts. And the box office chart this week. Looper falls again to number 5. Go and see it before it disappears completely. Adam Sandler decides to downgrade to number 4 with Hotel Transylvania. Liam Neeson's particular set of skills can't stop Taken 2 from dropping down to number 3 after 2 weeks in the top spot. And Paranormal Activity 4 clearly isn't scary enough as it comes in at number 2. Meaning the New York Menagerie of Madagascar 3 takes the top spot.
James Bond.
And that's the screen news update. Now, back to the countdown of the top 10 best Bond themes of all time. Here's what came in at number 5. Another Day by David Arnold and performed by Madonna from the 20th spy film in the series and the fourth and last to star Pierce Brosnan, released in 2012. It's also the last film of the original timeline before the series was rebooted in 2006 with, of course, Casino Royale. This is the first title sequence to directly reflect the film's plot since Dr. No, the first Bond movie, as all other previous Bond titles are standalone set pieces. In a recent poll for Channel 4, this song came in as the overwhelmingly number one Bond theme among those under 24 years of age.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
But back to the good old classics now for number 4.
A sacred wine, a mystery. crystal tears, full of snowflakes on your body. First time in years to drench your skin, a lover's rosy stain. A chance to find the phoenix for the flame. A chance to die.
Duran Duran were one of the biggest bands in the world when they signed on to write A View to a Kill in 1985 for the 14th Bond film and Roger Moore's last as 007. The movie is largely forgotten, but the song has become a 1980s classic. It's the only Bond song to hit number one on the charts, and it's a regular part of the band's set to this day. The song also marked the last time the original five members of Duran Duran worked together for 16 years.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And so we reach the top three best Bond themes of all time in the stage and screen show countdown. And at number three, it's this.
Nobody does it.
Nobody does it better than Carly Simon from The Spy Who Loved Me at number 3. Interestingly, this was the first Bond title song to be called something other than the name of the movie, although songwriters Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Bayer-Sager did manage to work The Spy Who Loved Me into the lyrics, at least. The song shot to number 2 in the charts and remains one of Simon's signature tunes. The Spy Who Loved Me is the 10th film in the Bond series and Roger Moore's third adventure as 007.
Phoenix FM.
Well, with only 2 spaces left in our James Bond movie themes top 10, I'm sure you're wondering which great songs didn't actually make the final cut, and there are many, of course. But I'm pleased to say that this one is most definitely at number 2. From only the 3rd film in the Spy series, that was Goldfinger, written by John Barry, Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricusse, and of course performed by Shirley Bassey. Goldfinger is said to have started the tradition of Bond theme songs being from the pop genre and using popular artists. The film also introduced the first Bond gadgets and the concept of an extensive pre-credit sequence that was not part of the main storyline. Goldfinger was also the first movie to win an Academy Award for sound.
Phoenix FM.
Well, the tension is almost palpable as we reach the number 1 spot in the top 10 Bond themes charts. Okay, I guess it isn't really, because the winner is exactly what many of you were expecting, I'm sure, as it usually tops these kind of charts. But then there is undoubtedly, and this is undoubtedly, the best Bond theme of all time.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die.
Live and let die.
used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in a cry, say live and let die.
From the 1973 film of the same name, that was Live and Let Die, written by Paul and Linda McCartney, performed by Wings, and produced by George Martin. The movie Live and Let Die was Roger Moore's Bond debut and the eighth movie in the Spy series.
Phoenix FM.
And that brings us to the end of the Stage and Screen Show Bond Themes Top 10. But just before we go, a time to play you a little bit of the new one from Adele. This is, of course, Skyfall. There we are. I said there'd only be time for a little bit of that. That was Adele with Skyfall. I don't know about you, but all I want to do now is go out and watch as many Bond films as I can before I see Skyfall this coming weekend. And that's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed this 007 special and that you'll be able to join me again next week at 6 p.m. for another edition of the Stage and Screen Show. After the news, it's Body Talk with Melanie Watson in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed by Curveballs with Nick Fielder 8, and then Piers Hewitt will be here from 10 with some more recents and decents. Thank you once again to Vicky Bufton for the Screen News Update, and to you for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. A man whose wife and five children died in a house fire says he has lost everything. Dr. Abdul Shakur has been speaking at the funeral of his family, who were killed at their home in Harlow last week.